This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. Hope your Sunday is shaping up to be a nice end of the weekend as we launch back off into that rush hour traffic for Monday. But before we do that, let's just have a good day today. Nice weather-wise, coast to coast, so enjoy it. Be outside, get that fresh air and that vitamin D from the sun. We've got all kinds of things we've been talking about today, starting out, of course, with the NAFTA Free Trade Agreement, as well as the war with Mexico now over trade. Donald Trump throwing down the gauntlet with Mexico and saying we're going to build that wall. And we had a very interesting discussion with Mr. Raskin on that from Raskin Global. His website's RaskinGlobal.com, in which he discusses how much is this free trade agreement thing is going to cost us and whether or not this war of words is going to turn into a war of prices at the at your dealership for cars, parts, a number of things that Mexico produces. And we are their number one trade partner, so we'll have to see how that shakes out. Our next segment then was also about how to protect yourself from these cyber criminals who are hacking into your accounts and sending you emails that purport to be from the IRS. Are they really from the IRS? Of course not. The IRS is never going to contact you by email or text. But to find out more about how you can protect yourself, you can go on to the IRS.gov website. We were talking to Mr. Toomey, Sean Toomey, an attorney in Texas who handles this kind of thing for companies. SolidCounsel.com is his website, SolidCounsel, SolidCounsel.com. And, of course, our website here is RadioCommonSense.com or Leo Honey. Honeycutt.net, H-O-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T, LeoHoneycutt.net. So we've got all kinds of ways for you to bone up on what it is that you need to be doing to protect yourselves in this crazy world in which we live, in which we are shopping more and more online, on the Internet, and putting out our personal information out there, which hackers love to get and have so far been able to intercept billions in IRS refunds as a result of the latest scam. Now we're moving to our next hour of the Common Sense Show, how to protect yourself from acid reflux. It's become an epidemic in this country because we eat pretty much unhealthily, and we eat more spicier kind of things, especially if you're in the deep south, especially here in South Louisiana. We have a lot of cayenne pepper that we use here. Is that good or not good for you? And how can you protect yourself from getting esophageal cancer, which also has become rather an epidemic? We have on the line with us right now Dr. Charles Bergreen. He's a gastroenterologist, been in the business for better than 25 years, and he sees this come across all the time, reflux epidemic. We also want to discuss, too, the possibility of overuse of drugs to counteract this, these proton pump inhibitors. How long can you take that and still stay safe? So good morning, Dr. Bergreen.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much for joining us. So what causes acid reflux, and how can we prevent it?
Well, first of all, reflux, by definition, is the backflow of stomach contents into the esophagus. And reflux can be a normal phenomenon in people. Everybody has reflux from time to time, particularly if you eat certain foods, and we'll go into that. But reflux disease, by definition, is the chronic, frequent reflux of stomach contents into the esophagus. And that is a different situation. Approximately 40% of people in the United States have reflux disease. And when I say chronic and frequent, we're talking about on a weekly basis, once or twice a week or more, for a period of more than a few weeks, chronically. And then that's when you need to be treated for reflux.
I've noticed that I have a lot of friends who are eating Rolaids like it's candy. Is that healthy?
Well, Rolaids is an aluminum-based antacid. The main side effect of Rolaids would be constipation from the aluminum. There's various different antacids. Rolaids is one. Maalox is a magnesium-based antacid. Tums is a calcium-based antacid. And they all have their own side effects, but they're effective in the short-term use. But the point to make would be, if you have symptoms of reflux, and we'll go into that, and you need these medications, and you're taking them several times a week, and you're doing that week after week, you need to be checked. You can't just assume that the medicine's taking care of the problem.
Okay, so how do you know then? What are the symptoms between just a short-term episode of indigestion and a long-term problem?
Sure. So the most common symptom of reflux is heartburn. And I have patients come into me all the time, and they say, "Doc, I'm having reflux." And I say, "Well, what symptom are you having of reflux?" It could be heartburn. It could be liquid regurgitation. It could be excessive belching. It could be chest pain. And then there are other symptoms that we're finding out. Hoarseness in people can be from severe reflux that affects the vocal cords. Sinusitis can be from reflux. Chronic cough can be from reflux. People have trouble sleeping maybe because they're refluxing when they lay down at night. So there's a variety of symptoms. But the most common is heartburn.
Hmm. So I'm assuming that a lot of this could be exacerbated, too, by stress. And we have so much stress in society, it's a wonder everybody doesn't have some form of acid reflux.
Well, you know, it's funny. Stress can exacerbate many, many symptoms, especially gastrointestinal symptoms. But you talked earlier about the way we eat in southern Louisiana. Foods that cause reflux, if you want to avoid things that are refluxogenic, then the most common foods that do this are chocolates, mints, alcohol, not a food, but tobacco, and caffeine. Now, there are other things. Concentrated acidic foods such as orange juice, tomatoes, paste, tomato sauce, those sort of things. Then eating late at night, because when you're up during the day and you eat, gravity helps keep the food in your stomach. If you go to bed with a full stomach and you lay back, then gravity is no longer helping you. The food can get up into your esophagus, and then you have nocturnal reflux symptoms. So if you like to go to a good Italian restaurant and you go out, say, 7, 8 o'clock at night, you have a glass of red wine, you have some good pasta with red sauce on it, maybe you have a little chocolate dessert afterwards. Hopefully you don't smoke afterwards. But that night you can pretty much predict that you're going to have some reflux because of the things that you've eaten.
Hmm. Well, so there are some things that we can do to try to protect ourselves. I guess probably if you're prone to any kind of heartburn, drinking coffee, a pot of coffee in the morning is probably not the best thing you can do.
Well, exactly. And I tell my patients when I say chocolates, mints, alcohol, caffeine, those sort of things, they look at me like, "Are you kidding me?" And what I tell them is, no, I'm not saying you can never have a cup of coffee. I'm not saying you can never have a chocolate bar if you want it. What I'm saying is know what foods can exacerbate your symptoms and then try to modify your life as best you can so that you minimize those symptoms. Now, if you do that and the symptoms go away, then you don't need my help. But if you do that and you continue to need medication to control those symptoms, then you do need to be evaluated. It's not okay to just keep taking medication because the medications we have these days are very effective at controlling reflux. In fact, the newer medications that are called proton pump inhibitors, relatively new compared to other ones, they've been around for a while though, that you can get over the counter now, they will very effectively stop reflux. The problem mm-hmm. is that when people take these medications, they can actually do the things they're not supposed to do to cause reflux and get by with that.
I got you. Okay, Doctor.
If
you,
if they do that
Doctor, I'm sorry. I've got to take a break here.
Sure.
Okay, hold on one second, Dr. Bergering. We'll continue the discussion about what you can do to stop your heartburn and or acid reflux right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Sunday. Hope it's looking good for you out there as we start off a whole new week. How are you going to get over the stress enough this week to make sure that you don't enjoy a certain amount of acid reflux or heartburn. If you're if you are, I'm being facetious, obviously, enjoying that, then this is a segment for you. Acid reflux in itself has become an epidemic across the country because we do eat so much processed food. We eat on the run. We don't really take the time. There's a lot of, I'm assuming, red wine consumption, which contributes to reflux. Anything tomatoey based that Dr. Bergering was just talking about in the earlier segment. But what are some of the medications that you possibly could be taking? Is it a good idea to continue to eat antacids to try to overcome this, or even take long-term prescription medicines such as Nexium? Dr. Bergering, thank you very much for joining us again.
Sure, my pleasure.
What about these proton pump inhibitors such as Nexium? I personally have been on those for quite a while, and I'm just wondering, what's the long-term effect of taking that?
Well, proton pump inhibitors, and the original proton pump inhibitor is Prilosec. The newer ones are Nexium, Acifex, Dexilan, Prevacid, et cetera. There's a variety now. Are very effective. They are meant, and now you can get them over the counter. They're meant to be taken on a relatively short term. We're talking about a period of maybe 6 to 8 weeks, and then stop to see how you do. If the symptoms come back, if your symptoms come back despite making the dietary changes that we talk about after you take that medication, then you need to be evaluated. And when I say evaluated, usually we're talking about look with the scope to see if you're damaging your esophagus.
I see. And the main thing being, of course, you're looking out for is esophageal cancer.
Well, reflux can cause a variety of esophageal problems. One is it can cause ulcerative esophagitis. Another is it can cause a stricture or narrowing in your esophagus, a scarring. Like I said before, it can cause asthma-type symptoms, coughing, sinusitis. But yes, chronic reflux, and that's why we want you to be evaluated and not just take these medications long-term on your own, can change the lining of the esophagus to something called Barrett's esophagus. And then Barrett's esophagus can lead to esophageal cancer if it's not monitored and treated properly.
I think it's interesting that just as a sidebar, a lot of people think that Humphrey Bogart, the famous actor, died at 56 of lung cancer because every role he ever played, he was smoking. But the reality is he died of esophageal cancer. I'm guessing that smoking probably obviously contributed to that, if not caused it. We, of course, all know we shouldn't smoke, but there's a number of people who still do. And you combine that with alcohol. And so that's really a recipe for disaster. So we kind of know these things not to do. How do we step away from foods that are higher in acid? I'm guessing citrus or tomatoes or things like that. There are things like that cannot eat.
Yeah, it's not the foods necessarily. Like when you say tomato products, it's fine to eat tomatoes. Tomatoes are a healthy food. It's the more concentrated acidic foods that can cause the symptoms, such as citrus juices, orange juice, grapefruit juice, or tomato sauce, which is a concentrated tomato acid. So if you avoid those, you'll have less symptoms. Now, they're not nearly as worrisome to me as a physician as the alcohol and the tobacco. When I gave you the list of things that caused reflux, and I tell my patient, please modify your life to try to control your symptoms, the one thing I don't say you can modify is tobacco. There's a little bit of tobacco is okay. That I counsel them to stop, and I basically nag them to stop tobacco, whether it be chewing tobacco or smoking.
I actually knew a very famous attorney who never smoked, but he always chewed a cigar. And he had a number of clients who warned him against that, and he eventually developed esophageal cancer as a result and never smoked. But he chewed the tobacco, chewed the cigar. So, okay, so what's the bottom line here? If we're only supposed to take Nexium for maybe 2 months at the most, but we still have the symptoms, then you're recommending, is it a stringent change in your diet?
Not stringent. Try to modify your diet avoid the things we talked about. But then if the symptoms come back, then it's time to be evaluated. If at any stage you have alarm symptoms, and what I mean by alarm symptoms are trouble swallowing where the food is lodging in your chest or starting to lose weight, then you immediately need to be evaluated. So those are the things that we look for. I think it's important for the public to know that the medications out there are very effective at controlling their symptoms, but the reason on the box is that only use these for a couple weeks, and then if your symptoms continue to see your physician, it's because the medications can mask serious reflux that needs to be evaluated.
All right. Now, we eat a lot of highly processed foods these days, and as I was mentioning earlier, we eat them on the run. So we probably overstress ourselves when it comes to the issue of trying to get enough nutrients to continue the energy. But what forms of roughage do you recommend?
Well, roughage is a lay term for fiber. The fibers I recommend for people, if I'm not going to actually prescribe fibers such as citrusil and Metamucil, which I'll do if I have to, but I would rather them get fiber naturally, because the foods that contain fiber, which are fruits and vegetables particularly, have a lot of other nutrients that are very valuable. They have vitamins, they have minerals, they have antioxidants. They have a lot of anti-cancer properties to those foods. So they're good not only for helping with digestion and being regular with your bowels, but also there's a host of other health benefits to that type of eating. So my recommendation to my patients is, well, if you absolutely refuse to eat your fruits and vegetables like you're supposed to, then I'll prescribe, but that's what I would prefer you do. And there's the grains are a good source of fiber, whether it be oats or whatever grain. That's also a good source of fiber. However, there's a lot of patients these days are concerned with wheat products and celiac screw and gluten intolerance. So fruits and vegetables are the things that I stress the most.
Fresh fruits and vegetables. Of course, we hear this, you know, almost every week now. You and I have talked in the past. Colon cancer has become also an epidemic. It's like the third or fourth leading cause of deaths?
Well, colon cancer is very common. In men, the three big cancers are prostate, colon, and lung. And in women, it's colon and breast. So colon cancer is prevalent enough that we recommend that everybody get screened. And by screen, we're talking about colonoscopy usually at the age of 50. If you're at average risk, which means you don't have a family member who's had colon cancer or polyps under the age of 60, or you have some other type of health issue that could increase your risk of colon cancer, such as inflammatory bowel disease.
I got you. Okay, doctor, thank you very much for joining us.
Screen at age 50. African-Americans should actually...
I'm sorry, we're coming up on a break. Dr. Bergering, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll get you back and talk more about this issue.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Leo Honeycutt in here. Our Jim is vacationing with family. We hope he's having a good time. Jim is big on family and has a big family, so he's pretty big on a big family. So Jim is having a great time with his folks out there, and that is sort of the secret, isn't it? I mean, like contentment and happiness in life. You don't really choose who your family is, but you can choose whether to love them. So we have a Corey Portion with us this morning. He's our family counselor and therapist, and has been here with us in the studio before. We're talking about improving those relationships in 2017. Is this the year you kind of get back on track with some people that you may have fallen out with over the years? And of course, we all know that it can get kind of troubling around the holidays. There are some factions in the family that fall out with each other from time to time. And how do you bridge those gaps? Or should you be a peacemaker if in fact you're not directly involved in it? Well, so Corey, how can we improve these relationships in 2017?
Great question, Leo. So how can we brought up some different things. You know, you kind of talked about more broadly familial relationships. There's also the marital relationship. So I would think as we're coming out of the holidays, you also brought up some other questions about should we be a peacemaker, especially when it's not any of our business. There's a couple things. I think, first of all, you said you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, we don't get to choose our family. You know, I have a pretty, a very broad practice where I get to spend a lot of time with a lot of clients who suffer in different ways, and I get to see a lot of different things. And one of the things is I hear often is, you know, folks with differing political views, differing broad views and approaches to life, generally speaking. Many a times, if you think about, you know, your set of friends and the people that you choose to surround yourself with, they may look very different than the folks that you were born, you know,
in that family, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that I see a lot of struggle in when folks try to make a conversion. So, for instance, especially a lot of my younger clients, they will spend a lot of time and energy trying to convert their family to look like someone that might be a friend, which I've never seen successfully accomplished before. You know, I often think of human suffering, Leo, not I'm going to say human suffering for us who are privileged enough not to be thinking about where our next meal's coming from, as the difference between kind of expectations and reality. So there's a huge difference of wanting my mother to become a liberal, pro, whatever it is that I'm really into, versus really focusing more on what kind of relationship I want to have with my mother, how do I want to find myself in that relationship, and what am I willing to do to create that?
Well, and one thing I've noticed as a general rule, it seems like that we do tend to be a little bit more liberal when we're younger, and then as we age and get older, we become more conservative. I don't know if that's because, you know, because we've already been through the slings and the arrows, or what are we learned by default. But I can see where children usually have that generational gap that they try to bridge with their parents. And, of course, that is your first relationship. So, and then that seems to be sometimes a struggle our entire lives.
It is. And oftentimes you'll see the way that we deal with those differences differs through time. So, for instance, I won't get into, like, early on, which is unfortunately a lot of where a lot of issues come up with where it comes to attachment theory that I ultimately see later on in couples counseling. But as we come up with those primary conflicts with our parents and separating from them, and then when we get to adolescence, we tend to kind of rebel. And oftentimes those things are worked out there. We come back and we figure out some kind of way to manage the relationship through college and into early adulthood. But there's also something else that can happen there, and that's when it kind of gets locked in, and where I see a lot of my clients that take on this battle of really trying to change their family to kind of fit them instead of figuring how they fit into their family.
Well, I was fortunate in having great grandparents, good grandparents, I mean, who were very open and inclusive. And they never tried, even though they had extremely devout religious views especially, they never tried to hit me over the head with a Bible. But they just, by loving and by unconditional love, they were able to attract me into sort of their way of thinking without having to be demonstratively aggressive.
Sure, and I would ask you a question. Did you feel like you needed to put your views onto them?
No, of course not. Because I
felt
I trusted them. I trusted their wisdom, and I trusted the because the reciprocity was that they loved me.
Right.
You know.
And it's interesting because I would say at my age, you know, I'm 41 years old. I probably was one of the first generations to start to question a little bit and to push back slightly, but kind of knowing this respectful bound of like I'm not going to change my parents.
Right.
I'll try to show that I'm an adult, but only just so much before it gets to a disrespectful level. Then I'll stop and respect where my parents are coming from. Now, and I don't want to get myself into too much trouble here with the millennials, but that's different. They want a lot. They have really high expectations, not just from the world of work, teachers, but also from family. So I think as we see younger and younger folks that they are pushing more and more heavily to get their views heard, which, you know, I see in my office as an issue in families, but it'll be interesting to see how that affects our political climate as the years pass.
So you're saying that younger people today are more aggressive about trying to be heard?
I would say that, and maybe I'll get myself in a little bit of trouble, but I'll say also unrealistic.
Really? Well, because I know that in my generation and growing up, and I'm 60, we were taught pretty much you respect your parents and you don't talk back to them at all.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's interesting between where you're coming from, me at 41, where I felt privileged enough to push just slightly, mm-hmm. versus, you know, I would say the 16 to 23-year-olds currently who... Not everyone, I'm not overgeneralizing, mm-hmm. but it is a phenomenon where, yeah, they're pushing back against everybody. They don't want to, you know, if you're washing dishes at a restaurant or bussing tables, they don't want to be told that they're not doing a good job by a boss. They'll leave, you know. So those are some of the same folks who are pushing back. And if their
parents...
Well,
that can certainly affect your career if you can't take authority.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show, the kind of what's going on right now with our youth. I'm very interested in that, as well as parenting strategies and how this has come to pass. And as someone who has young kids, you know, what are we doing now to set our kids up for success and not for failure in the future?
Yeah, well, good luck with that, because we would Thank all you. Like to know what that is. We would all like to, you know, figure out what that is, because the rebellion against your parents has been age old since Adam and Eve. So this is not anything new, and it's not going to go away. But I guess I'm just trying to get my head around, how do you deal with it, and how do you repair relationships that may have been broken in the past?
That's a big question, and I really think it depends on the nature of the relationship and what is the ultimate goal. You know, I'm just kind of thinking of the difference between someone... you know, I'm thinking of three different scenarios. One is just a small misunderstanding, or a parent got remarried and they never quite got close to that other parent. Number two would be somebody maybe who, maybe someone who is in a relationship with, in a same-sex relationship, and their parents having a hard time accepting that. And a third person being someone who is maybe sexually abused by their parent. Those are all going to have very, very broadly different consequences and strategies to regain those relationships, whether they want to regain those relationships or not.
Wow. And that's whether they want to. That's, of course, the big part of it right there. Okay, well, sit tight. We're going to come back and discuss more about maybe what you can do to help repair those relationships and have healthier, better relationships in this new year, 2017. I don't know. That might have been one of your New Year's resolutions, and we certainly hope it is. Everybody's looking for happiness and contentment. So, Corey Porsche, sit right there. Sit real tight. Grab one more cup of coffee, folks, as you continue, and we're going to finish up here with a Common Sense Show right after this.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Back now on this Sunday. Hope your Sunday and your weekend is wrapping up to be a good one out there. Going to be beautiful weather-wise today, so enjoy it. Corey Porras joins us again back on the microphone talking about relationships in 2017, how you can have better relationships this year, and how you can repair relationships this year. We were talking about different things. So sometimes we tend to throw down the gauntlet. We've come out of a very acrimonious political year where people have become polarized in the whole country as well as within families. Do you really want these relationships to work? How can you make them work? So, Corey, how can we make them work?
So just before the break, I kind of came in and was talking about maybe three different levels of a break in a relationship or a strain to a relationship. Just to say that I don't want to give a blanket statement that, you know, might work for someone with a very small break versus someone who has had a really major fallout, mm-hmm. and for good reason. Violence and abuse and things.
But who takes that first step, though? Who should take it? Should we take it on ourselves and try to say, hey, look, I'm sorry about that?
I don't like the word should. I don't know if there is a direct answer to that. I think it's, you know, if I'm speaking right now to people who need to be forgiven out there, I would say that maybe they should do it. And if I'm speaking to people who are in a place to forgive, I would say that they should do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, forgiveness is really sort of a form of self-preservation. You know, because if you don't forgive, then you're just going to eat yourself inside out.
Exactly. And, you know, nowadays with modern science and functional MRIs and a lot of really cool research is taking place, and we can actually see that carrying anger, hate, frustration, even years after an event, can actually affect you at the physiological level as though it's happening then. Maybe not quite at the same level, mm-hmm. but so if you could imagine a trauma or just anger and frustration, you can imagine that just thinking about that at some point later on, if I'm really angry at somebody and I can't believe that they did it, and every time I decide to have a Rubik's Cube in my office I like to use, and we pull out the Rubik's Cube of that story and start trying to figure it out, even though it's not happening in this moment. I can't believe my father-in-law did that. And what was he thinking? And the next time, even though he's not present, this happened a year ago, physiologically, I am reacting as I did when I was there.
Right.
So we can imagine the effect that has on our bodies. You were just talking to the doctor before I got here. You can imagine the effect that has on us physiologically mm-hmm. and mentally. So,
yeah.
I'm all about forgiveness. I want to mention one thing, though, and I hope I'm not getting any guys in trouble out there, but there's a difference between forgiveness when it functions strictly to hush somebody up and forgiveness, asking for forgiveness when you mean it. And I think this is important, especially in the work that I do as a couples counselor. There's some differences between folks. Any two people that you put together, there's differences between them. The way that we see the world based on our experiences that we've had or lead to differences in perspective. We could both be looking at the same exact thing and experience it just somewhat different.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of couples, especially younger couples, come in and they are still in that stage of arguing fervently about this. I mean, they are in my perspective is right and put a lot of energy in that. We see that in families as well, especially with the political climate now. So I think that forgiveness is in, like, I am late when I'm chronically late. Leo, I've been 5 minutes late for everything all my life. I'll probably die 5 minutes late, be 5 minutes late to my funeral. If I ask my wife for forgiveness for that, that's functionally not serving the same purpose as true forgiveness because I'm probably going to be late again.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do in the office is try to look at some of these actual character differences
mm-hmm.
and look at the difference between forgiveness and maybe actually navigating through some kind of compromise.
So the best thing you can do in relationships, especially the marital relationship, is just accept the fact that the other person is different from you, thinks differently, sees things differently, and reacts differently.
Yes. Now, that's way not, it's not as easy as that statement that you said, or I probably wouldn't have a job. But ultimately, yes, you know, once again, I'll come back to my opinion, suffering, the way that we suffer here in America is, you know, the difference between expectations and reality. So, yeah, we can't usually change reality. There's some things we can do to affect it, especially where it comes to relationships, but another person's perspective, not so much. And we probably all have a lot of experience that with that in the political climate that we're in. But what we can change is expectations. Wanting someone to be vastly different tomorrow or the next time you see them than they have been for the past 30 years
mm-hmm.
is probably going to lead to some suffering.
Right.
So first, acknowledging some of these perspective differences. Focusing back on what is important, is it important that my mother think the same way I think politically, or is it important that this woman that gave me birth, that I've loved all my life, that I can continue to see and have a peaceful lunch with? Yeah, that's something to really take a look at. And if you decide on the relationship, then how am I going to find myself in this relationship in a way that's acting in service of what I want? So maybe there's going to be some blood at dinner because I'm biting my tongue so much that I'm bleeding into my soup. But if that's in service of being able to kiss mom goodnight at the end of the night and she can kiss her grandkids, then, you know, I have acted in service with my values that day.
Right. And I've also found that, unfortunately, in this day of immediate reaction, you know, emails, texts, that kind of thing, people get really fired up, and the first thing they want to do is to lash out. And the worst thing you can possibly do is try to react to somebody, especially like in the workplace, where you feel like you've been slighted some way or something has happened, and maybe you even misunderstood it, and you wind up putting something in writing that you're going to regret. So it's better just to sort of cool off on some of these things. Let there be a period where you can reevaluate and sort of take a calmer approach. And those are the people who, in my opinion, always win.
Know that when we are extremely fired up, when we have tapped into the fight or flight part of our brain, that we're basically capable of acting. It's the part of our brain that we share with cockroaches. If you go to stomp on a cockroach, it's either going to, you know, it's going to run really fast. They're not going to really fight back. But we're basically acting in that lizard brain part of our brain. And love does not exist there. Survival exists there. So I would definitely, and I say love, I'm thinking about relationships, but we could also say love or logical sense where it comes to responding to your boss. Absolutely, I can't say it enough. Stop. Even if you want to write the email, don't send it yet. Take some time. Take a few breaths. Take a walk. You know, I usually say with couples about 20 minutes to 30 minutes to be able to settle back in so that you can get back to the front part of your brain where logic comes from.
Because unfortunately, you can say some things you can't pull back.
You can't pull them back.
So you just got to shut up. I mean, that
and
I,
you can cause damage that
is long term.
And now we're putting, you know, the burden on the other person because now they're all the stuff we've talked about in the last few minutes about the Rubik's Cube. Like now they're going over in their minds. I can't believe my son said this to me or my husband said this to me. And now they're, you know, having to forgive.
There used to be a very famous show some years ago called The Tim Allen Show with Tim Allen. And he played Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. And he used to have this next door neighbor that was a good friend. You never saw him above the nose. I mean, below the nose. And his name was Wilson. And so he used to go over and talk to this guy on the Brent fence when he was having especially marital problems. And one day this guy said, well, you know, Tim, but the main problem is that we can never get away from in our relationships is a man marries a woman hoping she will never change, but a woman marries a man hoping he will.
As a married man, I would have to say I agree. As a therapist, I would have to say that I try to remain as neutral as possible.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. But, you know, but it is worth bearing out. If you can just accept the person where they are, maybe and not put them where you think they need to be. So we go back to managing the expectations.
Now, I'm just thinking for that woman out there that might be listening and their husband is gone at the camp right now and he's never home or spending too much time, vice versa. The woman's always on her phone or whatever. It does not mean, acceptance does not mean allowing someone to run over you, though, as well. There's also some real issues that can be navigated with the help of a professional. So I'm not saying acceptance at all costs, but I am saying it's important. But there's also some things that we should be able to work through with the help of a professional.
Well, Corey, we're going to have you back talking more about relationships and about how to patch things up, maybe in the year 2017. Man up and go out there and maybe ask forgiveness. Maybe if you feel like you're not even the person that did the wrong. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us today for the Common Sense Show. We hope that the rest of your weekend goes very well. That's RadioCommonSense.com or LeoHoneycutt.net. Appreciate you really hanging with us today. We had some great, great discussions. Y'all go out and make it a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Could I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.